Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. This is the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
Episode 0, The Elephant in the Room, with Ben and Morgan.
So, yeah, I'm Ben, like you said, you're...
Morgan.
Cool.
The Morgan.
The Morgan. And this is the thing.
This is the thing.
We're going to work it out.
We're going to work out what it is. Maybe we can ask our many listeners, which I guess technically right now, number 0.
Yeah. And it said weekly in the intro, didn't it?
It did say weekly.
Yeah.
Maybe we can call it nearly weekly.
Yeah, I think weekly will be a good thing.
Weekly would be a good thing. Mm. So, Ben.
Yeah.
There is an elephant in the room.
I think there is, yeah. Yeah.
And his name is Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, so yesterday I quit I quit my tech slot on the breakfast show. Yeah. And it hit a
TVNZ, tech and gadget commentator.
Yeah.
Ben Gracewood.
Yeah, and it seemed to hit a nerve with the community. And the thing is, I want to say firstly that I made a really, really strong point of not making a huge deal of it, because it really was a personal opinion, personal decision for me, because of the way I felt after what Paul said. And so specifically, I've just gone about my normal daily business, which is, you roll that, what Paul said.
Finally, it's almost time, is it, for you to choose a Governor-General?
Yeah, what happens is we have to choose, because the current Governor-General, Sachinan, finishes in the middle of next year.
Is he even a New Zealander?
Yes, he's a New Zealander.
Are you going to choose a New Zealander who looks and sounds like a New Zealander this time?
Well, in fact, every Governor-General since Porritt has been a New Zealander.
So John Key just giggled then.
He giggled uncomfortably.
Yeah.
I think that he clearly was not happy with what had just been said. And let me just say something about Anand Sachinand.
Yeah.
He went to the same primary school that I went to. He was born in New Zealand.
Yeah. So factual inaccuracies to start with. But the thing is, the thing that really riled me up about it, the thing that got me... The reason I quit was that I wanted to say, what a fucking atrocious thing to say. And then I felt, I can't say that because I've got this gravy train of, gadget reviewing going on. I love it.
Cool stuff.
And then I thought, then I didn't think anything. I thought that's just something clicked and said, that's a really obvious decision, right? I can't hold myself back from saying what I believe.
Yep.
The reason I was so pissed off was that if you want a dictionary definition of racism, it's exactly what Paul Henry did.
Yeah.
So he discounted Sachinan's career, achievements, mana, his entire body of work, and said the dude's brown and sounds a bit funny, which is incorrect. He doesn't sound funny. He sounds like a Kiwi. So this is, there was no mitigation around that.
And it's not the first time he's said something so just outrageously inappropriate.
No, I actually saw a really cool link. Someone posted a link on Twitter about how to address someone and tell them they're being racist. And the key point they made, and I think it's quite true, is that you simply say what you said is racist.
Yep.
I'm not making a judgment about you as a person or your abilities I'm not saying you are a racist. I'm saying the words you said and the way you said it is cut and dried, black and white racist. And I believe, I love the fact that New Zealand's multicultural. It's what is part of, especially Auckland, it's part of what I love about the city, And I go out of my way to live in a suburb that has a bit of multicultural, more than normal multiculturalism, because I enjoy it.
My response on Twitter was, Anand Sachinan went to the same primary school that I did. A nation of migrants, we're blessed by our diversity, not burdened with it.
Yeah.
And even that little thing struck a bit of a chord. That's my most retweeted tweet.
Really? Really?
Only 9
yeah.
people. But also immediately following that, I got a whole lot of new followers, including John Campbell, who I wasn't following.
So
people were watching for mentions of these things.
Yes.
He wasn't following me, so he had no reason to.
No, absolutely not. So this is again, the result of it. And another point about this is, I'm talking about this now because you're a mate and we have a chat about these things, and I feel comfortable about it. I've had bunches of calls from basically all the radio stations, all the papers, all the TV stations wanting me to make a comment.
So did you actually comment to the Herald, or was that only based on what you said on Twitter, then they read your blog?
They were the first people to call me, and so I said, look, I don't want to say anything. And I think they quoted that, basically. I don't want to make a big deal of it, they quoted. And that was the only person that quoted anything outside of what I said on the blog. So the point is that I blog and I tweet, and that's my standard daily operation. So I carried on my standard daily operations. And I didn't want to make a bigger deal of it than that because, again, it's a personal decision for me, and I don't want to give any more airtime to Paul Henry's comments than he's already got. And
if you did, would he just tell you to start a group?
Well, yeah, and also the personal side of it, like I don't know the guy very well. You know, I really don't know him from probably someone I'd, you know, buy coffee from in a shop. And you can't make a judgment call on someone because of that. I'm saying I'm really uncomfortable with what he said, and I don't condone it, and I can't be, and I don't want to buy an action. Say, oh, that's funny, and I'll go and sit down to him next week and play with some gadgets. It's, not what I want to do.
No.
Mm.
All right, so maybe you don't want to talk about that much more, but I think we've addressed that.
Yeah, the elephant's cleared out of the room. That's good. Shall we move on?
I think we should.
Well, I mean, this thing is a podcast. Have we mentioned that, haven't we? What do you want to get out of what we're doing? Why are we sitting here with mics?
Fame and fortune. What I want,
Why should they listen?
I want podcast groupies. And male or female, I don't care which, but they have to have tits.
Okay. We don't even have roadies. There's no gaffer tape. I've already asked for gaffer tape. You don't have any. So we can't have groupies. We don't have roadies. Oh, brilliant. Gaffer tape.
It's actually duct tape. Close enough, though.
Cool.
What do I want to get out of this? Well, actually, what I want to get out of this is a community. I'm interested by... I mean, the name of the site is Discourse.
Mm.
And I think that most of the communities around the New Zealand web...
This is discourse.co.nz.
Discourse.co.nz.
Yeah.
Go there now. There's nothing.
Excellent.
Now there's nothing. By the time you're listening to this... I mean, how did you get this? How are you listening to this? There better be something there.
We talked quite a bit about is there a podcast community in New Zealand, or is there a bunch of podcast listeners? Because
I say there's no community because there's no real podcasters. Yeah.
They're all listening to Twit and BBC and
Smodcast and Frogcast.
Maybe a bit of Radio
and
New Zealand.
But I don't think Radio New Zealand actually counts as a podcast.
Mm. Okay, anyway.
Just like BFM isn't. I mean, their stuff doesn't really count as a podcast, and I think they release some stuff, mainly their ads.
Yeah. So you want community?
I want community. I want a community of people who are either, I mean, I don't care if they're left or right, as long as they know how to talk like adults without screaming shitcock at each other.
Definitely. Or stating that.
Or if they do scream shitcock, it better be in good humour.
Yes. Did you know, though, that no one under 25 can be called Ben? No one over 25 can be called Ben, rather.
I didn't know.
Are you aware
of that? No, I wasn't.
It's on the Trade Me community forum.
Right.
So that's a reason. Why?
So, but I mean, but your name is Benedict. So, I mean, obviously, you're going to call yourself Ben. Otherwise, I mean, Benedict comes with a whole lot of baggage, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially, that new guy.
Jung Volk.
Yeah. So, that'd be cool, actually, if people could tell us if they think a community thing is a cool idea.
Well, I mean, that's what I want.
What I want.
So, they better give it to me.
Excellent. We better deserve it, too.
Well, that's right, actually. I suppose it's up to us to give people something to kind of join.
Okay. For me, you said something that struck a chord with me, which was interesting people come, you work at the university, and interesting people come to the university and talk at conferences and whatever. And I find that stuff really interesting. Pretty much anyone who is deeply knowledgeable about a subject becomes interesting.
Yeah.
Regardless of the subject.
Yeah.
You know, irrespective of the subject. And I one of these things is I remember going to a some meeting when I was a young kid, and there was a dude talking about cranes.
Yeah.
I wasn't a young kid, I was late teens. But there was a guy talking about cranes, and he talked about it with such depth and enthusiasm that it was interesting.
Yeah. So, but cranes are fucking cool. I mean, that big blue viaduct building thing was pretty cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we can get some people on to talk about cranes. And... but anything esoteric, people talking about interesting stuff. And the thing is there, especially the other thing I want to get out of this is...
How about people talking about stuff they know about?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about pornography.
Excellent. I can talk about tech. In fact, isn't this a tech podcast? Then isn't that what you told me?
It's not tech-averse. I told you it wasn't a tech podcast. Okay. I think I said quite specifically it wasn't about gadgets.
Fuck.
But, I mean, I guess it's not mine. It's ours. So, I mean, if you want to have the half of the podcast that not many people listen to.
Excellent.
Except dorks. not meaning to marginalise you at all.
I could review holsters. You know, like phone holsters.
Yeah.
Other tech holsters.
Ideally holsters that go well in clusters.
Yes.
So for those
Leatherman phone.
Those fat Australian men who like to have a lot of phones on their belts.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe pagers as well and Leatherman.
Yeah, excellent. But in terms of people talking about good stuff and the thing that I want to do there as well that I'd love to do and that I want to get out of the podcast is...
Wait. I was just racist.
Toward and fat Australians.
Yeah, I
we have to be really bloody careful now. I have to be especially careful after, you know, I'm looking for a pot kettle black scenario really
and
badly.
I shouldn't call them... What should I say? It's... I heard a good euphemism, which was gravity accumulators.
Yeah. Dragging you back to my point.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, fucking, now I'm being sexist. People talking about stuff they know about.
Yeah.
Naturally,
it's only going to be me.
Terrible, terrible faux pas. The thing is, when you hear this sort of thing on perhaps Radio New Zealand, perhaps you know, BBC, interesting interviews. What really gets me is I want to reach into the radio and just say, just ask that next question.
Yeah.
Just fucking ask it. That you know everyone was asking you to ask, but you're not doing it out of decorum or I don't know, standards or whatever. You know, but it's such an obvious question. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but everyone knows about them.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully, in this environment where there's no censorship, there's no one who's telling us what we can and can't say, can and can't do.
And there's no time limit.
There's no time limit, exactly.
There's probably what is reasonable to make people expect people to listen to, but there's no hard limits.
Mm. Okay, cool. So rock on.
But we don't have any experts to talk to.
No, this is podcast zero.
Zero or minus three? I guess zero is the geeky way to start.
Yeah, well, no, geeky would be 0.8 beta.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not beta. This is pre-alpha.
Exactly. Listen to this shit. It's smooth.
I think, well, it's pretty smooth.
Cool.
At least we have beer.
So should we crack on?
We shall crack on.
First topic. Is that man drowns after GPS guides him into a lake? Is that our first topic?
If you had the tab open, you would know that that is correct. But you have a stunning, stellar memory there.
I'd like to say to the listeners, I'm a second-class citizen, this podcast. It's meant to be equal footing. I'm sitting here on a piano stool with a laptop on my bloody knee.
And the second-best microphone.
Second-best microphone by order of magnitude.
But you do have control of the mixing console.
True.
Because you brought it.
You know what I could do? I could drop you out like that. It doesn't matter what you say.
Maybe I can speak really loud.
No. There you go. So I have the power. So this dude, you know, this is a standard story. You hear about it everywhere, right? There's a ford in... Is it Ford? When you drive over a river?
Right.
Is that right? In the UK, where people keep getting their cars stuck because they keep following the GPS and it says Ford River, when there's actually a bridge beside it.
Right.
And so this dude actually died driving his car into a lake after following his GPS directions.
But, I mean, if you see the lake in front of you, this better have been at night.
Yeah. According to Spanish newspaper El Mundo, a 37-year-old Senegalese man died when his car fell into a lake near the town of Capilla in Badajoz.
Fell into a lake or ploughed into a lake?
How do you pronounce Badajoz? Badajoz? According to his companion, who survived the accident, the driver was following GPS directions when the car fell into the water, sinking in just a few minutes. Apparently, it was a very dark night and a bad rural road.
He had a few minutes to get out of the car. He should have been fine.
The man was a foreigner.
There's your problem.
Who didn't know the area.
He wasn't a good, God-fearing young Spaniard.
No, exactly. I think... Is this?
I think you have to take some responsibility for your actions.
Yes, absolutely. I think the GPS was probably unrelated. He fell off a bad road in a bad night.
That's right.
Yeah.
In Spain.
Yeah.
Are they renowned for their engineering? Oh, they've got that cool bridge.
Yeah. Isn't that France?
That's Spain.
France has got the huge bridge over the canyon.
Maybe they both have a different bridge.
Yeah.
A bridge each.
I remember Spain being very good, actually. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm just racist.
Probably.
Please don't quit, gadget blogger Ben Grasswood.
That's it. Fuck it. I quit.
I need you to be my mentor. Now, there were tourists in New Zealand as well, I think, in the South Island, who went over a mountain pass following the GPS.
Got stuck in the snow?
Yeah. And that's probably more acceptable because it's following what probably looked like a reasonable road until suddenly it wasn't anymore.
Do you know, this is a really boring topic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel about that, but if I was listening, I'd be saying...
Have we already tapped it out?
Move on.
Well, the next story is Actors' Equity.
I don't even know if I want to get into this. I'm just so unqualified.
To talk about GPS?
No.
To talk about Actors' Equity.
And Hobbit and 3'7" and all the stuff.
Well, and it's also, I'm going to blame the Australians again. So maybe we should...
No, I'm not saying crack into it. I'm not being, I'm just
caveat. I mean, I wouldn't say I was an expert either. I've never paid an actor to be in any of my short films.
No, I'm happy to discuss
they
it.
Do it for
I'm
pizza.
Just making a caveat that whatever I say is probably 90% bullshit.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the guests who are experts. The hosts are held to much lower standards.
Oh, excellent. Good.
We're just here to fill time.
So next week we'll get a guest on about this.
Oh, all right. If it's still in the news,
okay,
if it's still interesting. Yep. And it sounds like,
so what's your take on it?
My take is that, and it's hard to know because everything everyone says is in their own interest, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
And Actors' Equity won't really say exactly what it is they're after. This is about them holding Peter Jackson to ransom, saying that they're going to blacklist the new Hobbit prequels with international actors who would probably have to follow that blacklist. Members of the Screen Actors Guild and Actors Equity UK.
Yeah. So I'm immediately prejudiced also against four letter acronyms ending in AA.
Right.
The RAA, the MPAA, they're all,
They're all evil. That's a really good point.
Horribly evil. So that's when I say MEAA. Is it what? Is that the one? MEAA is something to do with the Australian Actors thing? Union?
It absolutely is. I can't remember exactly what it stands for.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it feels like the super branding of all those same ones. The something.
And there's, and I have a feeling, it's just this horrible feeling I've got, that Actors Equity, who affiliated themselves with the Australia, Actors Equity being a New Zealand union of some long standing, but who have managed to get themselves deregistered as a union.
What was that about? Because I read that somewhere. So they're not,
well,
they're not in a union.
Different stories about it. They're not a union. Legally speaking, they're not a union.
Is it just because they didn't pay their dues, or is it because they opted not to? Or
I don't know. I guess this is what we need to get an expert
for. So that was my gut feel. I have no idea. Was that a wedge for these Aussie guys to come in?
That happened more or less at the same time. So the Actors' Equity affiliated with MEAA, and MEAA being an Australian union who represent a whole, their film industry. What interest do they have in a strong New Zealand film industry when, we'd be taking work off them?
And then there's that aspect of any terms negotiated as part of the Hobbit filming.
Yep. This is turning it into a blanket agreement.
Yeah, completely unachievable for any boutique film.
When
in
the
New
Hobbit
Zealand.
Is probably, assuming that they're made, it's two films even though it was one book. Mm. When that's made, that'll be the biggest films made in that whatever 5-year period that is, by a huge margin.
Yep. Best rates payable, that sort of stuff.
And so then if there's a blanket agreement based on that, what do all of the very, very low budget short and feature films that are made using our normal funding means? I mean, a friend of mine made his feature film for $60,000.
And if there's a $5,000 a day,
what do you do? Exactly. Yeah. What do you do with $60,000? I think you can barely rent cameras for that, really.
I mean, but is it like every other industry where even though the there's a union that really kind of only applies to the corporate type scenario. And there's always craftsmen and smaller businesses that are not unionized or just go around it.
I think that's right. And I think that's what we currently have, which is just people who want to make films getting together, whoever is keen to make a film as well.
Mm.
And if some of them get paid sometimes, then that is that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And the way all of these people, this whole industry, mainly funds itself, I think, is with making TV ads. And that's where they get the paying jobs to buy the gear and pay their rent. Mm. But it doesn't sound... It sounds like Actors Equity are going to talk to SPARTA, who are the Producers Association, who they'd previously been negotiating yearly agreements on these exact things on actor treatment. It sounds like they're finally going to talk to them again.
And that's the correct.
That is the correct thing to do. Speaking to SPARTA is what they should have done. This whole thing with Peter Jackson, complete red herring, and it's about grandstanding in the media, I think.
And is it still likely to...
And it's something they used to do, and they haven't done it since MEAA got involved.
Right, okay.
As I understand it.
Right. Mm. We should get someone to talk about that.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I know just the person.
Mm.
Mm.
Excellent.
Next story.
It's mine.
Firefighters watch as house burns to ground. Owner had not paid annual fees. Did I just step on the punchline?
I thought this was an Onion headline. You know, there was a Twitter account during the California wildfires a couple of years back, which was something about socialist firefighters or whatever. And it was also at the same time as the Medicare, the healthcare debate in the States. And this Twitter account was basically saying socialist firefighters should, you know, get out of our backyards and stop turning us into homosexuals because they look so great. And, you know, stop fighting the wildfires, let nature take its course and let capitalism work and this sort of stuff. And that was a parody account. But this is, you know, apparently for real. So...
Now I think that it's actually kind of an old-fashioned thing to have kind of dues that you have to pay to the local fire service. I mean, I think that...
Is it?
And it's the same, I think, with police forces.
Until those dirty socialists socialized it.
Exactly. And now why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Bloody communists.
So Boing Boing says...
If my neighbor hasn't paid your protection racket, then his house should burn down.
Well, this is exactly the thing. So,
Great Fire of London.
Homeowners in the region outside the town limits of South Fulton, Tennessee, have to pay $75 to come under the protection of the town's firefighters.
Right.
Late in September, the house of Gene Cranick, who had not paid his fee for the year, caught fire. When the fire department arrived, they announced that since Cranick had not paid his fees, his house would be allowed to burn to the ground. Cranick offered to pay the $75, but the firefighters weren't having any of it. They eventually acted to put out the fire when it spread to the home of a neighbour who had previously paid. As the mayor said, quote, if homeowners don't pay, they're out of luck.
Would I be out of line to say that sounded like complete fucking bullshit? And
it does.
That dude is a goddamn creep. I bet he's closed all the libraries as well, that mayor.
I wonder how... So the source is WPSD Local 6, which looks like a legitimate network news station with a NBC logo and all that sort of stuff. Just nuts.
That is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you'd expect that kind of thing of doctors in America, but not the fire service. Firefighters are meant to be our heroes. Thank you for your service.
Exactly. When does it stop? It bothers me. I get worked up enough over people being bankrupt. I had a filling done.
Yeah.
Segway, right?
Segway.
I had a filling done today. It feels good.
Segway.
I cracked a bit off the back of my tooth probably 3 months ago, and I haven't been getting it looked into because of the cost.
Yep.
Because dentists are fucking expensive.
Yep.
And basically, I was saying, oh, no, shit, I can't
spend... And ACC doesn't cover it.
No, I can't spend a grand getting my tooth done, so I'll just... It wasn't sore, so I'll just leave it.
And a lot of health insurance doesn't cover it.
No, exactly. So I finally went to the dentist today, and he said 2 more weeks, it would have been a root canal, it would have been a couple of grand, or whatever the root canal cost. But luckily, it was only a $500 filling. So going back, this is what pisses me off about the healthcare debate in the States, is people see it as a purely, you know, help yourself, capitalism, everything works well.
Everything doesn't work well.
And
they have the most expensive healthcare system in the world.
And they completely disregard the fact that you get sick and then you immediately become hugely stressed because of the financial burden that you know is going to hit you, even before you become bankrupt and everything else. So surely there's got to be a knock-on effect. And so this is the thing, is when does it stop? When does you fight, have to pay a firefighter? What happens if you don't pay your police dues?
They'll beat the shit out of you and probably rape your wife if you live in Rotorua in the 80s. Bygones.
True.
I'm not saying that all police are rapists. But some of them are in jail for rape.
So yeah, you can say some police are rapists.
Some police are rapists.
This is very true.
Some firefighters probably are rapists as well.
Yeah.
I bet. So we've definitely tapped that one out.
Are they still listening?
My mum is.
Yeah.
So let's finish this off for my mum. Finish this off with only like another 80 minutes.
No, crack on, but I think maybe skip the next one because it's tech. Everyone hates it.
Although, you don't want to talk about this one.
I could.
All right,
could,
let
I
me. Could, well, let's, could, let's be quick. On. Have you got an iPad?
Yes. Yes, with an
Do you
asterisk.
Like it?
I had an iPad.
Does it hurt your hand to hold it for a long time? Do you have to
no.
posture your hand into strange positions?
No, I had an iPad. Yes. Stop fucking asking questions. You're making me stressed.
Is the aspect ratio strange? 4:3.
Definitely. I had an iPad. I bought an iPad, early adopter, straight away. But I think I'm atypical because our house has two laptops, has two desktops, it has a media PC and a big PC in the in the office, and iPhones, now a Windows phone plug.
That was hardly a plug. Say something about
Windows Phone
7. 7.
What I will say is Engadget.com, probably the gospel of gadget sites, the dude that started, one of the dudes that started that, Ryan Block, said he's had the phone for 2 months, kind of like me, and he is shockingly impressed with it. He did qualify that by saying they have to get the developer experience right, which I believe they've done because I've been developing on it for 2 months.
Yeah.
So, and I'd further qualify it by saying I will be a true believer, I'm a semi-believer right now, when the first update comes out, because this is what Android has cocked up royally, is you can go out to the store now and buy a brand new phone running...
With 1.6.
1.6, an old OS that doesn't run the modern apps and will never be updated.
And if you buy a tablet, an Android tablet, just to bring this back to the iPad,
yeah,
you'll probably get one with 1.5 or 1.6.
Yes.
But
you look at Deal
that'll be a 7-inch, and I want a 7-inch tablet. But I want it with Android 2.2.
Yeah, does that exist? What was this, the Galaxy Pad?
The Galaxy Pad, apparently, is going to be 2.2.
But
who knows when that's happening, and it's going to be the same price as an iPad.
I did see one thing that LG have said they were going to build an Android tablet. They're now not going to build an Android tablet because 2.2 is not the right platform to build a tablet with.
They want it to get better, right?
I do have an iPad, and in our household it got used for 3 weeks because it was interesting, and then got used maybe once a day for 5 minutes to check what's on the TV or check a recipe or whatever. And then if I wanted to type an email, I would just go, oh, geez, it's too hard.
No swipe.
It's simpler to get up and walk to a laptop or a PC to type out a 3-line email than it was to try and deal with the keyboard. So it got no use. My son used it quite a lot playing games and everything else, so it then went to the school. So they use it at the school as a reward for kids who've been good in their
class. Very generous of you.
I suppose I could have sold it, but no. Yeah.
I've been good. I deserve a reward. So I had an iPad briefly, and I really didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I've seen other people use them, and maybe this is a matter of having the right combination of apps. I've seen other people use them, and I thought they looked absolutely wonderful.
You thought they looked wonderful.
I thought they looked wonderful
while other people were using them.
Yep.
After,
but
you,
not when I was using it. Before you, I'd used it.
Okay, right.
Before I'd
right,
used it.
Okay.
So my friend Matt was using one. I think he was just whipping up a view of some Google Maps or something.
Matt likes whipping all sorts of stuff.
very stylishly. We were in a pub, and I don't even remember what the map was of, but he pulled it out, and it was beautiful, and it was clean, and it was smooth, and it was just perfect. It just felt right. But he had to have a bag for it.
Yeah. It's
too big to fit in a pocket.
Yep.
And who carries bags?
Put it in a sleeve. And
women carry bags. Yeah. Men don't carry bags. iPad is for girls.
Yeah, and I'm more cynical about it.
Men only need a 7-inch.
I'm glad you think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent. It makes me feel more secure.
Women want a 10-inch.
To me, I'm even more cynical about it. I think it's actually there as a filling a marketing slot.
Yeah.
In that.
That was about the netbox, right?
No, not even that. Not even that. You look around the street, people walking around, people in cafes, people on buses. Because
what they positioned it as was something that I was using netbooks for.
Yes.
That's what Apple positioned it as, not necessarily what people are actually using it for.
True. But my point is actually nothing to do with what you use it for, or nor what it can do. It's simply the positioning of the logo and the shape.
Yeah.
Because you look around a bus or a cafe, and all these people now have phones that look like an iPhone. They're about the same size. They've got a big screen on them. They're tapping away on the screen. They're no keyboard. So you have no idea. Steve Jobs can't look around a bus and say, fuck, look at all these iPods, man, or these iPhones. Likewise, in an office environment, you look around, you can see Macs.
Yep.
They stand out like glow sticks.
So you think it was the same thing with the white earbuds that everyone had
exactly.
for a while?
Yep, the white earbuds. So the iPad is there simply so that when someone's sitting being a douche in a cafe, they can both advertise their status with their iPad, and the wanters can see all these iPads around.
A newspaper is really inconvenient in a cafe.
Hmm.
Unless you've got a big table to yourself, you've got a coffee, where are you going to put it? You've got a plate of whatever you're having for breakfast, where are you going to put that? If you've got a newspaper, you need to kind of lay it out. I mean, I'm talking about a broadsheet.
Yeah.
It's too big. It's inconvenient.
But people read magazines in cafes and...
magazines, though. What's a magazine?
When did you last
read the web.
When did you last buy a magazine?
Never.
I'm an
unrepentant shoplifter. That's not true.
I subscribe to Monocle for the status, and that's
it. Not true. The status? For Monocle?
Yeah.
This is for, like, Monocle polish and moustache wax?
No, Monocle.
Is that your cummerbund monthly?
Monocle magazine, yeah. It's like a magazine for oligarchs and people with super yachts.
The Hoi Oligoi.
Yep. Yeah. It's great, though.
Does yours super yacht run on biodiesel?
No.
Or the tears of third world children?
No, although interestingly, Bill, I heard an article about, what's his name, Bill Joy, the guy that started Sun.
Yeah.
He built a super yacht that was meant to be supremely... what do you call it? Eco-friendly.
Yeah.
And all I remember is something about...
Did it have a sail?
No, I think it used...
Because a sail is really eco-friendly.
Yeah, super yachts have macerating toilets.
Mm, that's disgusting.
He went one step further and apparently used the results of the maceration into compost and used the excess heat to on the ship so it would warm you.
That's bacterial.
Yeah. So he'd use it... ferment it and it would warm your shower water and other things.
So it was E. coli heated shower water.
Yeah.
That is...
He was proud of it.
That appalls me.
I'm sure
whole lot of solar energy around that will heat your water very nicely.
I'm sure there was a heat exchanger there, so there was no contact. You don't think it was novel?
It sounds
Maybe
novel.
Maybe you should do it to your toilet.
There are a lot of people travelling around.
Just poo in a box.
I do. The sink...
Excellent.
I've got an incinerator.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So it's sort of halfway. I've got the maceration.
Yeah.
But then it.
I've got some.
It just goes out a pipe straight out the side of my apartment building and flies all over the street.
I've got some spare PVC pipe and cement. What we do is you poo in your incinerator, and then.
I've been enjoying watching you gradually get closer and closer to falling apart.
No. Yes. Waste heat, important. Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Heat death.
Waste heat, yeah. So we went from tablets.
And tablets. Oh, yes. And it's funny that we should be talking about poo, because I think that Android tablets at the moment are, and I think a lot of Android phones probably are, because the screens aren't as precise. I think they don't seem to grab quite as well the iPhone.
What it is is none of the Android. So and 2.2 apparently, as best I know, will not use hardware acceleration on the UI.
Right.
Fuck, this is getting stupidly geeky, but they can't guarantee
it is a podcast.
They can't guarantee the spec of the phone, so therefore they can't use the acceleration that's available to them. Whereas the iPhone, just like a Mac, they know exactly what hardware is inside there, so they can then say every scroll, every pan has to be hardware accelerated. So it's nice and smooth and fast.
Isn't it just Linux, Android?
No, it's a ripoff of Java VM. Oh. Which is why they're being sued.
You're listening to The Weekly Show on Discourse.
All right, well, let's just crack back into this. You know who else should be sued?
You?
Yeah, I should be sued for...
We've just had the most monumental cock-up.
Your cock-up, my ass.
Here at, what do we call it, Discourse HQ.
Yes, this is the new purpose-built recording studios.
Yeah, without fucking batteries.
Without fucking batteries. What... an unbelievable disaster.
Well, it's got to happen once, doesn't it?
You should have heard the gold that we had. It was definitely the best material of the show.
You guys missed out.
Did we lose 20 minutes?
Haven't we just popped our podcasting cherry by losing recording?
I think you're right. I think we broke our leg.
First show, we just dumped 20 minutes of gold.
I am unbelievably disappointed, but you did do very well in recovering what you managed to get back. And let's not even bother going over it again. I'll sum it up. 15-year-old Italian boy fitted with a robotic heart. I think he's not going to last as long as they think. I think he's got about 6 or 12 months, and they'll say 15 or 20
years.
And
it's an Italian robotic heart.
So and it's an Italian robotic heart. Well, we don't actually know that.
It was an Italian doctor.
It was an Italian doctor, so I'm surprised he made it out of the operating theatre. That's completely unreasonable of me to say.
Damn it.
Are you going to quit?
Again,
I don't know if we
did. I quit before, twice, or once?
I'm not sure. Did what material did we drop?
Fuck knows.
The
good stuff.
Who? Well, definitely was the good stuff. And then we had NASA layoffs with thousands of jobs
every
lost.
Every time you say NASA,
you don't like that.
It's NASA.
NASA. NASA.
There's no such thing as NASA.
It's NASA.
Well, no, it's NASA.
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 Where are you from? Are you a real New Zealander?
No, where's NASA from?
They're from North America.
Exactly.
They're not from space anymore.
So they're laying off. I mean,
they're laying off thousands of highly skilled workers.
Fair enough, I say. It's a fucking waste of money.
It's a waste of money because I think they were using the wrong technologies. I think we should have a space elevator.
But doesn't that cost like 3 times as much as a shuttle?
It's built, you just run shit up the line.
By the Taliban. That was your line.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It gets knocked down by the Taliban. And then we immediately talk about the Plane Finder app, which has been labelled by a British moron politician as an aid to terrorism.
Yes.
How, we don't know, but we spoke about that for about 7 or 8 minutes. And it was really good stuff. You would have been laughing and pissing and laughing. And you probably would have pooed into your macerating water heating, whatever.
Yes.
And then we were just about to get into the more stories that we're not going to cover because there's no graceful segues to them anymore.
No, we just totally fucked it up.
We can't do the. Are we going to bother doing the Keanu Reeves, the sad Keanu stuff?
So what's your point here? He likes the fact that people take the piss out of him.
Well. I wouldn't say that he likes the fact that people take the piss out of him. I would say that he was an incredibly good sport and thought that the whole thing was really funny.
Oh.
And now this story is based around various paparazzi photos that have been captured of Keanu Reeves sitting on several different park benches, eating different kinds of food.
I'm just looking at that photo.
They're funny, right?
This is great radio.
The one on the right.
This is great radio.
Yeah. Here's a picture. We're gonna paint a word picture. You're really going to enjoy it. Sad Keanu eating a cupcake. And so what's happened? Now, this is mainly on Film Drunk. Maybe it's happened in other places as well. They cut him out and isolated him and put him into different situations.
Mm.
And a journalist from Vulture... which is part of New York Mag, is it? I think it's part of New York Magazine. Asked him about it, and he said that he had heard about it, and maybe he'd seen the original photo, but he hasn't actually seen any of the other ones. And not only does he laugh, but he says, oh, he's just, oh, he's so good.
Shall I be Keanu?
Okay.
All right.
All right. So imagine that I am whoever this journalist is. Who's this journalist? I don't see who it is. Who cares? Call this journalist Kamal.
Okay.
From Vulture. Keanu.
Yeah.
I've caught up with you here at the Woodstock Film Festival. And I'd like to continue asking you questions from an interview that we've already been conducting and are taking only an excerpt from.
Okay. Hey, why don't you have an American accent?
I can't do voices.
I think mine's pretty shit.
Yes, and doesn't sound anything like Keanu Reeves. Just go.
Whoa.
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 What? Oh, that's right. It's more of a whisper, isn't it? Whoa.
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 What do you do? What do you do? We're going to break this point. Keanu, you're taking over the internet. Have you seen all the sad Keanu stuff out there? Scare quotes around sad Keanu?
Yeah, well, my publicist showed me the photo, but no.
There's not one photo. There are millions. You're photoshopped next to kittens and into Pulp Fiction and next to the cast of The Breakfast Club and in a million different ways. Have you seen those?
No, that's funny, but no, I haven't seen them.
There are millions, really. Google sad Keanu. You haven't?
No.
Seriously, though, this is one of the reasons I think one of the big appeals of you as an actor is that people are always straying to figure out what's on your mind, what you're thinking, why you're sad. There's thousands of people doing this.
Whoa, so what, now they're putting me next to other objects?
Yes. For instance, right now I'm looking at you in some Banksy graffiti and you next to a panda.
That's so funny.
You with a cheerleader. You with a cheerleader, but you don't notice her.
Oh, that's funny. So they take paparazzi pictures and they recontextualize them. Did I just say recontextualize?
Yes, you did. Whoa. Keanu, because you are a serious thinker.
Whoa, that's funny.
Exactly.
Wow, it sounds like harmless.
You don't sound like Keanu Reeves.
I'm suddenly Denzel Washington.
You don't sound like Denzel either.
Who do I sound like? Yeah, I haven't seen them, but given the scope and now I'm fucking... Southern Texas. Scale of what can happen out there, but this sounds like an all right one.
See, now...
It sounds conceptually funny. So I just said recontextualize and conceptually...
Conceptually funny.
In the same...
See,
interview.
Now, does that make you sound like an idiot?
I have
new
respect.
Exactly.
For myself.
Exactly.
Whoa.
I think he comes across really well. And another way that he comes across really well is how seriously, I understand, he actually takes his acting. People call him Warden, and maybe sometimes he is.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his roles maybe don't suit him. But apparently he is really serious and really works extremely hard at it. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a bummer that people kind of rag on his acting. Maybe you should maybe a couple of lessons.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still anti-Keanu. You can be pro-Keanu as much as you want, but
I liked all of the Matrix movies.
I did like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That is a long time ago.
I didn't like all the Matrix
Party
movies.
On, Ben. Hey, that was from Wayne's World. I completely blew it. I lost any pop culture points I may have earned from any non-pop culture references I made.
Excellent.
You know what else has happened that is not Keanu Reeves related?
What else is happening in not Keanu Reeves news this week, Morgan?
Did you know that there was a lawnmower land speed record?
No, I had no idea. I guess there had to be. There's a land speed record for everything, isn't there, really?
I think that's probably
right.
Bikes,
cars. But what's it...
Crawling children.
Lawnmower. Right.
This is a ride-on lawnmower.
Yeah, so how's that different to the car land speed record?
Well, it's a lawnmower.
I could just take a racing car and
I expect that there are probably
a lawnmower blade under it.
You might even need to have only a specific model. Perhaps it's like the hot dog eating competitions, which are sponsored by, you know, whoever makes those franks.
So just for clarity, no. I did not know there was a lawnmower land speed record.
Not specifically. Well, no. Wales held it. After setting
the whales. After they clean the poo off.
Now, they just need to dive down deep.
Okay.
Now, I guess if they could clean stuff off, they wouldn't have those barnacles.
Maybe that's what they're doing with the bloody ropes and shit.
Ropes? I don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't there a bondage whale up in Northland that got freed by Doc?
I like the sound of that, but I don't know about that.
Didn't you hear about that?
I heard that there was one that got released, and then there was bad weather, and they were hoping to release another one. Is that right? Float another one?
Yeah, they it's kind of, I guess, animal cruelty, where the whale was tangled up, and so they then hooked more ropes onto it, and hooked buoys, and then and hooked three other boats, and the whale kept on pulling them along, and they had to just hang on until it tired out. And then they could go on and cut the ropes off.
Were they Japanese? Did they cut the ropes?
they did.
What did they?
They cut the
chop
ropes.
Off slivers of blubber and eat them.
They cut the ropes, cleaned off Larry Ellison's poo, and then let the whale go.
Huh. I think we should let the Larry Ellison poo joke go, because it wasn't actually, it wasn't even Larry Ellison that had the macerating toilet. Laugh closer to the mic so people, so it's not dead air.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Jesus. Allah.
I'm tired. I can't stand this.
All right. Well,
again.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, whales held it after setting an 87.8 mile per hour speed. And the US have retaken it.
Held what?
The lawnmower land speed record.
Oh, right, shit.
Which
sorry.
Is a world record.
I was all off on my whales again.
I know, but I'm trying to get it back on track, because this lawnmower stuff is really serious business.
So hang on, they broke it by...
They broke it by
10%.
7 miles per hour.
Which is, 10%. It's not like 300 to 307 miles. It's 80 to 87. They
creamed the Americans. Absolutely. Who had been the previous holders, but now the Americans have reclaimed it. A man called Bobby Cleveland has now
set...
That's who
was being interviewed just before, wasn't
he? He set a new top speed of 96.5 miles per hour. It's pretty fast on a ride on lawnmower.
It is, very fast.
I don't know if there's any requirements of the how close the grass should be cropped. But they actually did the race on the dry salt lake beds. So probably not much grass there. I think that there should be a requirement that it cuts a clean swathe of grass.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that speed, you'd be presuming... I'm just doing.
I mean, is the blade even going to bother turning?
Exactly.
Do they even have one?
Well, you know, it'll probably do a full... You know, if it's doing a few hundred RPM, then it probably doesn't even do a full rotation every length that the lawnmower moves.
Do you think they're using nitrous? Some kind of turbocharger? Because surely it must have to have a limited radius of wheels and some internal combustion engine. Because otherwise, I mean, you put a rocket on it, you make anything go 600 miles
per hour. And in the lawnmower racing you see on ESPN and stuff, they don't have blades, which I think is kind of a cop-out.
Mm. I don't see that.
No?
No, I haven't seen that.
So if there's no lawnmower, what's the difference between a ride on a lawnmower without a blade and a car?
I think that a car would probably go faster than the world's fastest ride on lawnmower, as it turns out.
Yeah. But so...
But it would be terrifying with those little wheels.
Wow.
They're unwieldy sort of devices.
I say it's rubbish.
You do call shenanigans?
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of him next to the lawnmower wearing a racing suit. And it couldn't possibly have been photoshopped like Keanu Reeves.
No. Or like that married couple.
Maori couple?
Married.
Yeah.
No, that's a bridge too far. Oh. Kate Ritchie, Australian,
I don't know,
famous girl.
Famous for being famous, because I don't know who those people are.
Home and Away, I think.
A magazine?
Anyway, she got married, didn't sell her story to any magazines. And then
that was stupid of it.
And then there was
free
picture,
money.
There was a picture of her and her happy husband at their wedding venue. And in the Woman's Day, and how did they get it? Well, what it was a picture of her and her happy husband at some event. They photoshopped her dress to turn it white.
Bastards.
They added earrings, and they superimposed them on a stock photo of the wedding venue.
That is just appalling.
It was fucking awesome, actually. Look at the photo. She looks like she's in a wedding dress. It's brilliant.
That's incredible. I'd like them to put me in a wedding dress.
Well, she was
marrying the Old Spice man, because good lord,
yeah,
Mustafa, is it? I can't remember his name. Isaiah.
I do need to add him to my Would Turn Gay for Twitter list. Mm.
Does that list include me?
No.
Damn it! My girlfriend's not here.
So the battery is operating our recorder right now from my mouse.
Do we get an indication of when we're going to...
I think it might blink and give us like 30 seconds.
When we're going to cock up again?
Well, I mean, let's just say we should probably wrap this up in the next 5 minutes.
Two cocks up would be...
That would be a cock up too far.
Yeah.
You're talking about a bridge too far. Mm. That was appalling, though. I hope that she sued them and won.
I didn't read the rest of the story, but I'd have to look into it.
That's not all right. That's not all right, Australian women's magazines. We've come to expect such high ethical standards from you with your how to please your man. What he wants is a hand job.
Does he wants to find your G-spot.
He doesn't give a shit about your G-spot.
is that us for a week?
You know what? I think that probably is us for a week.
Hmm.
Do you have any new projects that you want to plug? Say this podcast. It's kind of pointless to plug. This is your new project.
Yeah, it is.
Your new project is having being able to sleep in on Wednesday mornings.
That's true. That's true. I can sleep in. This is something I've always wanted to do, though. And actually, we were talking about this long before.
Oh, I've done a lot of sleeping in. Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
The podcast. Oh. We're talking about it long before I did the quit thing.
Yeah.
So, but I think I'm looking forward to delving into this further.
Yep.
And I'd say I'm looking forward to guests because, you know, we're doing all right, but
we're not pros.
No,
we're not pros. So I mean, I'm not going to talk. Well, I am going to talk shit, but I'm not going to talk. Well, I actually, I don't even know what I'm going to say here. I will talk shit, but I won't talk shit like a pro. You can't say I need you to fill 4 minutes and then I'll fill four minutes with stories of how to play badminton in my backyard with all the children up the trees.
This is where you're going
to
fill 4 minutes without even,
I could easily, actually, as it turns out, but it would be basically ripping off other people's material.
No, so on that note.
At the Morgan on Twitter.
Yep, at NZBen.
MorganNichol.com, and don't go there. Don't watch those videos. You'd regret it. Just stay on Discourse.
Morgan,
we'll put links to all of our stuff on Discourse.
Yeah, definitely. Ben.geek.nz.
Yeah.
Obviously. But get in touch. Tell us if you think it was shit.
And try, now, not forgetting that one of the ideas of Discourse is that it's meant to be a higher standard of discourse. It's about to be interacting like, you know, thinking, thoughtful adults. Mm. So if you think it's shit, don't just say, it's shit. Now they'll just say it's shit. But tell us, you know, what it is that we should be doing better.
Mm.
Is it having more girl voices?
Yeah. We'd like to think the audio quality is right up there. But tell us if that's crap.
Do tell us that.
And tell us who you want us to talk to. Because we talked about this over a fine lunch.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of access.
We have a lot of access.
Mm. So don't be shy.
We're like pimps in a brothel.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? It's getting late.
Mm.
It's getting really late. We have access and we can convince people to come and talk to us about things. So what do you want to know about? I don't really care what they want to know about.
I'm more interested in satisfying my own curiosity at the moment. And hopefully people will listen to it.
Auditory masturbation. I'm going to listen to this over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this back in my sleep.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Mm. And so we'll get on some guests we want to talk to.
Yep.
And we'll record it.
Yep.
And we'll put it on the web.
Yep. Oh, but email us with questions about whatever you want. Maybe we'll try and put up an indication of who the guest is going to be before we talk to them.
Yeah.
So we'll tweet about who we're going to talk to. You can send us questions.
Or
if you have comments on the show that you are happy for us to read out on the air, then please, we're going to assume that they're for reading out.
Unless you say so,
Unless you say so. Include a name on there.
Mm. And if you've got the gear and the gumption to record a little something,
an audio file would be absolutely brilliant.
I'm happy with that too.
Yeah, we'll play that back like voicemail.
Mm.
Yeah, wonderful. Yep, hit us up on Twitter. Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to it. Are we going to put this on iTunes?
Yep.
Yep. All right. So subscribe to it on iTunes like 30 or 40 times.
Mm.
That's how they make them popular, right? Is that?
I think it's new subscriptions.
Is that like Hamilton style electioneering?
Yeah, no, Papatoi, isn't it?
Papatoi.
Mm.
It's too late to tell anyone to vote. Do you know who I voted for? For mayor?
Really? Who?
Simon Prest.
I'm impressed. I went Len Brown.
I should have gone Len Brown because I don't actually like him, but I like John Banks less.
Yeah.
And Len Brown probably will try and rein in the
the lunatic fringe.
The new corporate owners of all of our assets who are going to...
Yeah.
I mean, all our shit's getting privatised. It's our stuff.
Mm.
The short-term gain will be very limited compared to the long-term utilisation of our own stuff that we paid to build in the first place.
No, it's fine. We'll just privatise the fire system, fire department.
Yeah, look how well that's worked for our Tennessee friend.
Mm.
Yeah. $75 is a small price to pay, says the...
And if you don't want it, you don't pay. I mean, it's that simple. If you don't care, you don't pay. It
seems like a pretty easy way to drum up a bit of extra funding for your fire service. I mean,
yeah.
Firemen wandering around with Molotov cocktails. $75.
That's a mighty fine $75 house
you got there. Yeah, it'd be a shame if anything happened to it.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, have a good night.
Good night. They're probably listening at work.
No?
I listen at work.
I don't know. Maybe don't crash your car.
Don't crash your car.
Yeah. Have a good night.
I hope you're on a yacht. And if you're on a yacht and you have a macerating toilet, I don't ever want to hear any details about that. Nautical plumbing is disgusting. Oh God, we'd wrapped up so well.
No, just droning on.
I don't even mean to.
Just fade off.
Have we got an outro?
Fade to black.
Maybe we've got an outro here somewhere.
Diddly dee 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 dee. Beep.
That doesn't count.
You're listening to the weekly show on of course.
Right, we're using that one.
Yeah, okay, that'll do. Goodbye, listeners.
Toodly-pip.